Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Katie Price Show, the one that I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price. I bet everyone gets sick of me saying that every week.
You are funny. Apparently, actually, people get annoyed with me saying that all the time. When apparently you're not even funny, but I say, oh God, you're so funny. But the thing is, people don't get it when I think Kate's funny. It might not be funny to them, but I think it is because I know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So, do you know, so many people are contacting me at the minute about the podcast show, how excited they are to come to the show.
I know.
It's like, and then some people are like, what are you doing on your birthday? And I'm like, well, one of my pod shows is on the 22nd of May, which is my birthday, and I'll be doing the podcast show that night.
I know. And do you know what we need to do? I was thinking about this earlier on Instagram, do a little outfit of the day, podcast show outfit.
I know you've told me we've got to have 14 outfits.
12. We need 12 outfits each.
Bloody
hell.
I know. Not long now. We're nearly in April.
I know.
March,
do you know what?
I mean.
I said to Chris, was it yesterday, day before? Because I speak to Chris every day. So I spoke to her and I was like, the podcast show isn't that far away. And we were like,
it actually isn't.
Shit.
But it isn't, so.
No, I'm excited for it.
It isn't. What outfits are you going to wear?
Probably trainers, jeans, t-shirt and a blazer.
The same jeans the whole
Probably.
Time, but just a different blazer?
Probably.
Oh, so come on, make an effort on this one.
No, I do make an effort. That is me making an effort.
Well, I'm going to be a sparkly tree.
Are you?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, you
know. Don't know, but now I've got time to find outfits.
I know. Right, let's get into today's episode. So...
Right, go for it.
Right, first things first, we've had a lot of comments on Instagram about this, so we're going to clear it up right now. So, first things first, Kate, are you in
yes.
a relationship? Because in some of our past episodes, you've said, oh, you know, I'm not in a relationship with JJ, we're just friends. And some of our listeners...
Well, we were.
No, but some of our listeners are sort of calling you out on it, so... What's your response?
But calling me out or not, I wasn't in a relationship. But this week, we've now gone official. But when I've done the podcast, we weren't officially in a relationship. We were seeing each other and stuff. But now, we're not a crystal ball. I can't say what day we're suddenly in a relationship and when we're not. So I haven't fooled anyone. So I think what happened from the time the last pod come out up until this one, things changed. Things change every day. So, yes, this week I can say we are official.
Okay.
So that clears up that one.
Does that clear that up for you, listeners? Let us know.
But it's not like I've just met him and got on with him. People will find out, maybe next week we'll talk about it, how long we've been messaging and seeing each other. The thing is, my life, I don't have to tell everyone absolute everything, especially when it comes to relationships, because it didn't happen like that. I wasn't even looking for a relationship. But yeah, we could talk about that next week.
Okay, cool.
So that clears that up. Oh my God, guess
what? Go on, what?
By the time this would have come out, Big Brother starts on Monday.
We need
back on our group chat.
We need something to watch because since Love Island's finished, the TV has been shit. I started watching True Detective with Harry, the new one. The one with, who's that actress that was in Hannibal? Clarice. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know.
Do you know who I mean? Jodie Foster. I'm watching the new True Detective of Jodie Foster and it's like really freaking me out. So I might have to stop watching it.
What channel's that on?
I think it's on Now TV we've been watching it on, I think.
Oh, but, I haven't got Now.
Yeah, freaky.
I've been watching Breakthrough, finished that.
Yeah.
About the COVID, really upsetting, disturbing, but I still watched it. And then I've been watching that's new out. I've just finished it. The British Airways killer who killed his wife.
Oh,
Two part There's just nothing on the telly.
No, there
nothing.
Isn't at the minute. And to be honest, I know this is like sounds so stupid. Of an evening, like once Albert's gone to bed, I find myself just putting on films that I'd watch with him just for background noise.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and then I sit on my phone for like 2 hours. So I don't actually sit there and watch anything. Tell us about your book cover photo shoot then. How was that?
Done my book cover photo shoot.
Oh, please tell me you looked nice. What did you wear?
Natural.
Did
I
you?
I had like a natural good. White like knitted jumper and just jeans and bare feet.
Oh, I love that. I think you look good like that.
No, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we will talk about the book. I've got the day of the release and everything, but we will talk about that.
Okay.
So I'm still writing a book. I've done some of it today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's quite tough doing this one, actually, but it'd be interesting for people. So, yeah, I've done that and then done the videos for it, interviews for it. So, yeah, I can't wait for that.
That's good. That's good.
What else have I done this week? Well, I've done podcasts and podcasts this week. Lala podcast.
Yep.
I've got, what's that one next week? Joe's podcast.
We're doing Joe Bags podcast together. So that'd be interesting. Lol.
Yeah, we're doing it together.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
That'd be so good. I feel sorry for him.
I know. He won't be able to get a word in fucking edgeway.
No, he won't. He won't. And then I've done, is it Elizabeth Day?
Yes,
I've done her podcast this week.
I am buzzing to hear that episode with you. Me and Chris were so excited for you to do that podcast. Literally.
She's a really nice lady, actually.
She gets some really good guests on it. So I can't wait to hear your episode.
She wants me back.
Does she?
She's like, she said, this isn't enough time with you. I've got to have you back. She said, there's more I need to discuss with you. Like, it's like the Jamie Lang when he just keeps having me back because he says there's just so much to talk to you about. You just can't do it all in an hour.
Yeah. But I can't wait for that. I'm so excited for that. I've had some dickheads in my DMs this week on Instagram.
Why?
Like, I had this. Normally, you know what I'm like? I don't give a shit. Don't even bat an eyelid. But last week, specifically, I had a really long week at work. I was working on house stuff and the house was sort of getting into a good place. So last week I had a really like full on week and whatever. And this one woman, I actually did say I'd call her out on Instagram on the pod. So I will. So her name,
it must be bad.
So her name is, I think it's Karen. Let me have a look.
Oh, not a Karen.
I'm going to go in my No,
well,
Laura.
Like
Laura.
Laura.
Her name was Laura.
Right.
Anyway, so.
What's her surname on it?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you her last name. Anyway, so I called her out on Instagram. Basically, she commented on my appearance. And normally,
well, what's wrong with it?
Apparently, I'm scruffy. Apparently, I'm scruffy like you. Apparently, we're both scruffy, right?
We dress completely different. And at the moment, on your Instagram, you're in your allotment a lot at the minute and doing your house up.
But I thought to myself, do you know what? And her profile picture was with her two kids. And I thought to myself, do you know, how fucking dare you comment on how I look? I've had a really shit week and I don't need some prick in my DMs. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to call you out. I never normally do, but I thought you've picked the wrong time to have a go at me. So.
What did you say?
I'll read it out what I said to her. Hold on.
Well, let's look in the reflection of your glasses to see if I can see it.
So that night as well, it was a Friday night, and I also messaged Chris, who runs our podcast Instagram account, and I was like, share this on our Instagram account now. I'm not having this. And Chris was like,
so can you see it? Was it a DM or on a page what people can read?
No, it was a DM, but I screenshot it and put it on my
story.
Oh,
she didn't have the balls in. So she didn't have the balls to write it in the public so people can ridicule her back.
No.
Ridicule? Ridicule.
She might have blocked me. I can't find it. Anyway, so she was one of my followers and I just basically said to her, look, unfollow me. I said, I'm surprised a mum of two like you would comment on another mum's appearance. When I'm a full-time working mum, I'm busy and like my appearance is like the last thing I'm worried about, so fuck off.
Get in there, spicy.
I just thought you stupid cow. Anyway, sorry, that's enough of the ranting. Mum would tell me off for swearing.
But the truth is, you do work. We all work hard. I mean, look at us on the podcast.
Know.
We hardly look glam. There's a time and a place. And like I said, the last thing on my mind is looking glam. You know, you've got the kids, exactly. You've got work. And like, and not only that, if you look glam and that all the time, how boring is that?
And I'm not being funny. I will never, as a mum, have a go at another, you know, mum, woman, whatever, and judge them on their appearance. Like, nowadays, really, are we still doing that? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. People need to take their look at their own lives before judging others. And that's the trouble.
Exactly. Oh, actually, tomorrow is International Women's Day. Oi, oi, on that note.
Oi, oi, National Women's Day. I'm there for that.
Yes.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Go on, bitches.
All you women out there, you bitches.
All the women.
Happy National.
All the women. It's independent. Throw your hands up,
women.
Women
up in the air.
Oh,
I love that.
God. Right. Tell me about Married at First Sight Australia. Are you watching it? Are you going to watch it?
Oh, my God, I've started. Yes, I started it the other night. So it's a shame because you can't watch all the eps and now I have to wait every day for a new ep.
Oh,
I hate that.
That's killing you.
Oh, I love the Australian Married at First Sight anyway. And it looks like there's proper dramas. I watched the Married at First Sight reunion from the English one. JJ didn't go to it. I didn't know that they recorded that last November.
Isn't one of the guys who used to do your filming, Dan, isn't he working on Married
yes.
at First Sight?
Yeah. And he filmed JJ on his honeymoon.
What did he say about him?
He said he was a really nice guy. He said, you found a good one there. That's what he said to me, messaged me. Because he filmed him the whole time on the show and he said, you found a good one. But when people watch it, they'll probably think it's recent. And it's not. They did it in November, but JJ didn't want to go. He said because, well, he just didn't want to go. He didn't need to go. He weren't with anyone there and just didn't want to go. So there you go. So that was filmed in last November.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Married at First Sight is now what I'm going to be watching every night, Australia.
Yeah.
Big Brother, they've asked me to do the bit on the side.
Yeah.
So I let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know when that starts. Dan will have the dates. So I've got my studio dates booked in with Scarlett Lee.
Nice.
Ready for my tour and all the music events that I'm doing through the summer.
Lovely.
So I'm recording 3 club classics and singing my own. So busy, busy. And I had a meeting yesterday about a TV show, which if I get it, oh my God, I'll be in my element.
Right. So VIP page, by the way, we're experimenting with it at the minute. So loads of you have asked if you could watch a full episode of the pod. So we're doing it. So if you're a VIP member, you will now be able to see the full video of this episode online.
Oh my God, lucky I look all right.
Well, there's me with my fucking poorly eyeball. Look how red it is.
Yeah, is it sore, itchy?
Yeah, no, it's just, it feels bruised. So I was saying to Kate earlier, before we came on the pod, me and Harry were putting up a chandelier yesterday and I was lifting up the floorboards and I think some dust has gone in it, but it really hurts.
What have you bought that for? You bought that for me and you? Look, Bunny's bought this for me and her. Is that for our snack tray later?
Yeah, for now.
Or now? You're going to make me a cup of tea then? Yay!
Oh, God.
Yes, it's all good. Do you know what this manifesting, Soph? The double numbers are more and more each week. More doors are opening for me. Positive, positive,
so go on,
positive thinking.
What's happened with the positive thinking this week?
Well, you know, them other job opportunities. There are a lot of dramas going in my life that at the moment might have got head blocking it. I'll see my therapist tomorrow because I keep that up. So I'm seeing my consultant tomorrow to talk to him about that because my head's now fuzzy and there's a lot of things I'm coping with. But on the other side, I'm on a good path, being positive, but there's just some things I can't cope with at the moment. You know, normal stuff that people can cope with. Other than that, my bathroom's being done at the moment, so that'll be done by Wednesday. My new bed arrives.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Tell us about bed. Where's it from?
I don't know, but I'll say it next week when I know. I've ordered loads of stickers and froggy stuff.
Right.
for Harvey's bedroom. Harvey comes on Monday.
Oh, I went to see Harvey, didn't I? At the weekend.
Yeah, he misses me, didn't he? How was it? How did you see?
Do you know what? When I walked into his room, it was so tidy and quiet. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? And I walked up and I was like, you're right, Harvey, okay? And he was like, hi, auntie, and just carried on drawing. So I was like, okay. So I was like, Harvey, you going to draw me and Albert and Harry a picture, la, la. It was quite quiet. I didn't feel like Harvey. Yeah.
He's been sending me messages all week. I'm so sad you're working, mummy. I need you, mummy. So I said to them, look, instead of me going up there for a day and a night, just bring him Monday. Yeah. And he wants to come home. He keeps saying, mum, I need to come home. I need to see mummy. Yeah. So he's coming on Monday. So the end of next week, I am going to be knackered.
Yeah, you will be. You will be.
But he needs his mum, wants his mum. And that was a quick cup of tea. Well, it's not that hot. What, did you use tap water?
No, I use tap water.
Okay. Nice. So yeah, and I miss him so much. I've been so busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait to have him home, to be honest. Nice. Just give him a cuddle, a haircut.
What is that noise in the background?
Oh, Bunny, don't go over there because we can hear it. So I've been bowling and that with the kids. Bunny's now up to cantering again on her horse.
Yeah, oh, amazing.
Horse riding.
That's great news.
So everything, yeah, it's all been family good. Stuff. This
I've been
week,
to the
so
Cotswolds.
Good.
I went to the Cotswolds.
Now I want to go. Will they let me stay there?
Yeah, probably. I'll email them and see. But it's the Cotswolds. Right, me and Harry are driving through and we were like, do we prefer the Cotswolds?
I love
or
it.
Do we prefer Ken? But honestly,
I love the Cotswolds.
Oh, it's so pretty. And some of the houses, I drive.
Amazing.
We drive by them. And me and Harry are like, what jobs do they do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it is in the middle of nowhere. Unless they're rich
this
people
what,
that have
houses
away from the city.
Yeah, this is.
Because it is way out there and it's a rich place.
Yeah, but just like some of the houses are stunning, the scenery, the little villages. I love it. We're in our element.
And where Harvey is, he's right in Cheltenham. Isn't it nice, Cheltenham?
The drive to Harvey's college is so pretty. So pretty.
It is. Yeah. Isn't it a nice setting where he is?
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Oh, let me just do this. You know when you get chocolate, I'm into smells and I'm just smelling that. Oh, my God, Buns. I love Kinder. Look at that.
Oh, is that a big Kinder egg?
Yeah. Oh, is there nothing inside?
Is there a toy in there?
Is there a toy I can play with? I mean, that is in.
Dick.
Go on, break it.
Oh, my God, I've got to tell you something. You'll laugh at this.
Go on.
Right.
Oh, my God, it has.
No, wait. I've got to tell you this.
I've got to open this toy. What you get in that Kinder? This is amazing. Oh, it's a Frozen thing. You make that funny. I'm not really interested in that.
Right, listen to this.
Yeah, go on.
So you know Mum's given me her blue cabinet, the big one that was in your, what's it, annex, right? Mum's given me her blue cabinet. And remember Mum's mate George, years ago, bought her a dildo as a joke.
Right.
So the other week, Mum and Dad were here.
Was it for a joke?
Yeah, no, it was for a joke. Still in its wrapping. Right.
Oh, okay. How boring.
No, listen, right. So the other week, Mum was like, we were looking at the cabinet and someone was here and they were like, oh, show us inside the cabinet.
Don't.
And Mum went, so she looked at me and she was like, don't open the cabinet. I was like, why? What's in there? And she went, that dildo that George bought me. Basically, when they moved out their house, they had to hide it somewhere so the removals wouldn't see it.
No.
And they put it in my cabinet.
And who saw it?
No one in the end, because she looked at me and she was like, don't, my dildo's in there.
That's funny.
But it's still in the packaging. She hasn't used it. So,
I need for a sofa. Maybe
soap.
Sister can have it. Nah, not for me. I like the real thing.
Oh, gosh. God. Right. Let's sit on a lighter note. Let's do some listener questions.
Oh, I love it.
Right. First one. What's your go-to breakfast?
Boiled eggs and soldiers.
Yeah, I'm the same. Or to be honest, today I did have as well a ham omelette and beans and it was stunning.
That's normally if I'm on holiday, I'd have something like that.
Mm.
But I love boiled eggs. Yeah. And soldiers.
How long do you time your eggs for?
3.5 minutes.
You?
I put the water boils, boiling water. Then I put the eggs in, the room temperature eggs. Yeah. Exactly 3.5 minutes, they're perfect.
See, I do mine for 5 minutes in boiling water.
Do you start from cold water, though?
No, boiling.
But aren't they quite hard?
No. I think it depends on the size of the egg as well. I normally buy large eggs.
Or if you're gas or electric.
I'm electric. No, I'm gas. So I'm gas.
I don't know, then.
Yeah, anyway.
We should have a boil-off.
Have a boil-off. right, next one's for you. Katie, do you ever wish you weren't famous? I'm pretty sure you've answered that before.
No, I love my job. Love it. Always want to be famous. Oh, thanks, Bun. She's built it frozen.
Oh.
I love that. No, I love my job. I'm a people person. I just don't like some of the things that come with it for you to be when you're famous. Even I hate that word famous. Get that out. I don't want Kinder in my tea.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Right. This is quite a good one, actually. If you could go back into time and you could change one thing, what would it be? Do you know what I would probably do? I would have gone to uni earlier because I was older when I first went to uni. I think I was I was like 22, 23, but I wish I went to uni earlier.
Yeah, I would have, but I've got kids out of it, but well, in general, some of the men I've been with.
Okay. Right, next one. Where do you shop for your kids' clothes? They always look so nice. I shop at Zara and H&M. And Vinted. Vinted!
I need to get onto it. I've got so many kids' clothes, my clothes, everything. I need to put them Vinted. My kids' clothes, well, Jets likes his Nike trainers and stuff. Yeah. Bunny, well, she tries to wear mine. So she likes stuff from Bershka. Bunny does.
Bershka. God.
Because they do the little tops that I wear and then she wears them. Yeah. So Bershka, I like H&M and I never find anything in Zara.
Oh, I love Zara. Zara and H&M at the minute are always my go-to and ASOS for clothes for me.
Oh, I like Next as well.
There's also a clothing brand that I've been wearing recently called Beyond Nine. They do, basically it's maternity wear, but you can wear it even if you're not pregnant. The tracksuits are so comfortable.
Are they?
Honestly, you'd love it. So comfy. Right, should we do a bit of... Last question. Kate, this one's for you. How do you prepare for when your children leave home?
The only one that's left home is Harvey. Yeah. So the others still come and go, although I haven't seen Junior for ages. I have messaged him, but he said he hasn't got a car at the minute.
No, I know. He's messaged the family group as well, so we all need to get together soon.
Yeah. So Harvey's the only one that's left home, and I found it devastating, heartbreaking, and I hate it, but I've got my life back in a different way because I was his full carer, so it's different. But it's always the unknown. Same when they get a car. You worry they're going to go off in the car, they're going to have an accident, this, that. And you just worry. You worry if they go out. But leaving home, it's like an emptiness in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. But it won't be next week when Mr. Price is back.
Yes.
We'll have to do a podcast with Harv, and Princess wants to do the pod. So we could do that next week and record all that.
Yeah, okay. Right, life advice with the Prices. Let's go.
Hey, at the moment, I just never feel beautiful. I have dyed my hair and started going to the gym, but never feel happy with my appearance. I just never feel I look right in anything at all, and I'm constantly looking to see what the problem is. I think Kate and Sophie are both so confident in themselves, and I'd really like some advice on how to feel better without constantly trying to change. My partner is amazing, always says I look perfect, but I just don't feel that way about myself. I used to always take selfies and now everyone I take, I just don't look right. I love you both. Any advice would be much appreciated. So from that, there must be something that you've seen to make you not happy. Are you looking at social medias at people? Is there someone you're trying to look like? Going to the gym should help you mentally feel good and all that as well. Changing the colour hair. is also a sign you want to change, but there must be something underlying what it is why you want to change and you don't feel good about yourself if you used to feel you looked good and you used to feel you looked good in selfies. So I think only you would know the answer to why you feel you don't feel good. Mm. I don't feel good all the time.
No, I don't at all.
I know I could make more effort, yes, but I just don't have time to. And not only that, the time that I would spend making an effort on myself, I'd rather spend quality time like with the kids or doing something else. So there's obviously a reason why you want to change. Or is there a look that you're trying to achieve? Maybe have a look at what look you want to try and achieve.
Yeah. Also, I said this the other day, actually, on my Instagram about social media, how it can give off sort of a lifestyle or whatever that isn't really real. So
exactly,
don't look at Instagram. The girls on Instagram, half their pictures are filtered, half of them have had work done or whatever. Nothing wrong with that. I understand.
Like me,
no,
I filter. I filter.
Yeah.
But people do meet me in life and say I look better than my pictures. So I suppose that's a compliment.
So I do,
but I don't see it.
Yeah. So if you're looking at Instagram or pictures on social media, don't think, oh my God, I've got to aspire to be like that, or I've got to, you know, look like that, because you don't. Like, half of it's bollocks.
Yeah, there's a pressure these days with all of that.
And to be honest, on Instagram, I said this, you're only seeing the good parts of people's lives. You're not seeing their everyday life. Do you know what I mean?
And your partner's happy with you, so that's all you need. Yeah. But it is nice to feel good yourself, but only you know where that's changed and why.
Yeah, the gym, also at the minute, which I love doing, going for a swim every morning at the gym. I love it. It is absolute bliss. And that just makes me feel better.
But then I wanted to go to the gym today, tonight, because I've been working all day at home. Yeah. But now the kids are home and I feel guilty if I go to the gym, because I'm like, well, I could have done it in the day, but I couldn't because I've been working at home. And now I don't want to go because the kids are in. I think it's time I could be with the kids instead of me worrying about myself at the gym.
That's what I'm like.
So you get that as well. Yeah. I think maybe if it gets lighter outside, I don't know why it's different, because it gets dark at the minute.
Oh, my God.
And you just want to stay at home.
If I was you, and when the evenings start getting lighter, I'd be off around your field walking. Get the kids out.
Okay,
like,
oh, well, Jet does. He's always out.
He is always out, actually, to be fair.
Yeah.
Right, next one. Do you want to read it?
Girls, I need some help. One of my friends saw my... So, girls, I need some help. One of my friends saw my boyfriend on Tinder last week. She screenshotted his profile and sent it to me, and it's 100% him. He's even used pictures from a holiday we went on last summer.
Oh, what a bastard.
I feel sick. Yeah, I feel sick and I'm devastated. But I just don't know what the best way of approaching this situation is. We've been together nearly a year. We don't live together yet, but we do see each other most days and we've discussed our future. How do I go about fronting him?
Send him
Well, I'm sorry to
send
say.
Him
send him it.
Yeah.
And say, so what's this all about?
What are you going to say? Yeah. What a prick.
Or find a really good picture of a girl, set up a fake Tinder profile.
I've done that once on Facebook.
Yeah, set up a fake Tinder profile and arrange to meet him and you turn up.
I've done that once to one of my exes.
Have you?
Yeah.
And did it
work?
Yeah,
it did. Let it go. Harry, shut up singing Let It Go in the background. Oh, what a knob.
Oh, Harry's been a naughty boy, was he?
No, not to Harry. Obviously not Harry.
Oh.
No.
So that is what I would do. Like, I don't even know how you sat on it a week.
Yeah, fuck that.
Without doing anything.
Oh, I'd want to go straight away.
And are you sure there's no way that someone's used his picture as a fake profile? You have to think of that too. And it might, given the benefit of the doubt, it might not be him and someone's used his fake picture, because you do hear about that. And I've been talking about that. I've seen that as well on Netflix. Is The Secret Safe or something? Or I've Got a Secret, about a real life stalker who knew everything about everyone and used fake profiles and that. So that can happen. But either way, if his picture's on Tinder, whether it's him or not, I would not have sat on it for a week.
No, absolutely not. I don't know how you've held that in for a week.
No, neither do I.
Oh, right.
That's no. No. I want to know what happened.
So do I. Please send us an update.
Please write back. Update. Right. Please.
So that is it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Kate, you got anything else to add?
I love it.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.